Beloved Newtown store, All Buttons Great and Small, has been providing treasures to customers for 36 years. From a passion that started while travelling in Europe in the 80s, Lucy Kadorich's store offers over 15,000 buttons and is an Inner West crowd favourite. For this month's Sydney's Craft Week, Lucy has curated an exhibition of artists and jewellers from the Newtown Jewellers Collective, using the button as the inspiration. Lucy joins us now on the line. Good morning, Lucy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks.
Buttons are quite a practical and somewhat ordinary thing. However, this exhibition celebrates a button as a design object. How has this exhibition come together, and how do you think that the design can inspire people in their daily lives?
Well, buttons originally, when they first came on the scene, were quite a special thing and were generally made by jewelers, bespoke for people, so that buttons were really what the nobility and the upper classes wore. So I'm a jeweler myself, and I have taught at TAFE for many years and have many friends and students, ex-students, who I still see. And we just got together one evening, and my friends were talking about, oh, you know, we should have an exhibition about buttons. And I thought, yeah, that could be cool. And then Sydney Craft Week came up, and I thought, oh, we should sort of join with that. And that's how it started.
Yeah, awesome. And what excites you about buttons in particular? What's been sort of the most rewarding thing about running your store for the past 36 years?
I must say that the most rewarding thing is just meeting creative people. You wouldn't come into a shop like mine if you weren't creative.
Yeah.
Because we do offer, well, we offer the ordinary, but also the very interesting. And most of the people that come into the shop are makers themselves, whether they're artists or wardrobe people or sewer, home sewers, couture designers, knitters, etc. They're all people who have good eye for detail and appreciate quality finishes. And buttons are jewelry for clothing.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
And the Sydney Craft Week is run by the Australian Design Centre, who are facing uncertain future due to the loss of federal and state funding. How can the public support the future of design in Sydney?
I think the main way to support it is to go out and to all the events, and if you have some extra cash, to donate to the Australian Design Centre, to just help their coffers for future projects. I mean, Sydney Craft Week has been going for many, many years, and it would be a shame to have all of that fall after such a great period of success.
And you're running the workshop alongside an exhibition. How can people attend the workshop?
That you can purchase tickets through our website or through HumanTix. And it's just going to be a fun, basically, stitch and bit, where we're going to create old-style or original-style covered cloth buttons, just using cloth and no molds or anything like that. And we will embellish them with embroidery, ribbons, beads, and just have some fun.
Yeah, wonderful. Button Reimagined runs from Friday, October 10th until Sunday, the 19th of October at Sydney Street Gallery in Marrickville. Check out Sydney's Craft Week program at the Australian Design Centre's website for lots of other exciting and creative events. Thank you for chatting to us this morning, Lucy.
You're most welcome. Thanks for having me.